At the John Deere Develop with Deere Conference, I'm visiting with Christopher Hawk with Ag Integrated. And, Chris, I know you were on the program today here at the conference, and I think the whole idea here is to bring together developers to see what Deere is doing with their APIs, and for the ag nerds that know what all that means, they'll know what we're talking about. But what brought you here to start with?
Well, we're a custom development shop. We have a number of clients throughout the country, and they really were asking us to develop an integrated solution utilizing the John Deere tools. So we came here today on behalf of our clients to find out how we can create a better connected solution.
Have you already started a solution working with Deere?
Yes. Ag Integrated has a product line called OnSite. And OnSite itself is a standalone file transfer mechanism of sorts, but it's also a toolbox of different APIs that we can leverage for our custom development work for a number of the clients that we service.
So what does this... to not only type of conference, but what Deere is doing in terms of reaching out to developers like you, what does that mean for Ag Integrated?
Well, it means quite a bit because, you know, we like the fact that John Deere is asking what our opinions are, and we like hearing from, you know, our peers in the industry. And it's nice to come together at least once a year to talk about the solution and have John Deere listen to what our needs might be as independent software developers.
So let's talk about just this whole precision ag and data transfer segment of the industry, I guess you would call it. How would you describe where you think we're at right now, industry-wide, looking at what farmers are actually using as tools today?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, if you really take a step back and look at it, you know, the agriculture industry might actually be... A few steps behind where some other segments might be. The agricultural industry did a great job of collecting information and made a lot of implements, and we've had a lot of tools for a number of years. But the problem has really been how to effectively transfer that information and get it to the end users in a nice succinct manner, so they can do something with that in a small amount of time and make practical decisions almost on the fly if needed. So we're really starting to get to the point of addressing the actual usability of the data. We've had the data for a while, now it's starting to become usable with ease of transfer and starting to get some smart solutions of how to make it so not the layperson can use it, but your average user can use the information.
Well, as I heard somebody, or I was overhearing somebody talking in the hall today about how their system can pull in or create or provide so much data that they have to figure out methods now to, I don't want to say compress that data or, you know, put it into a format or form so that where that device that it's going to go to can actually handle it. And like you said, in a timely fashion, not something that's going to take not even hours, but maybe even days to process some of this data to put it into the right kind of a map or whatever you might need.
Yeah, well, that's interesting you mentioned that. Actually, one of the tools we have within our on-site application is, depending on who you are and what information you're looking at, we'll actually look at the data cards themselves, scan the cards, and actually compress the information, take out what we need from the card, and transfer it. So, for instance, we could be transferring 1 megabyte of information versus 200 megabytes. And the inverse would also be true for putting on prescription files as well. But we recognize that bandwidth is not free, and a lot of bandwidth takes time, and that those are some things that aren't always in great abundance. So we've made a big focus on our on-site application to try and scan and only send and consume the pertinent information.
Well, this is an issue that affects everybody. I uploaded a YouTube video here, Wi-Fi, and guess what? That little short 3 or 4 minute interview took me about 2.5 hours over the free hotel Wi-Fi. So, you know, that is something that we all deal with, and farmers are thankfully at least having you know, systems now where they can get online and get Wi-Fi and, you know, out on their farm even. But like you said, probably a lot more development to go to get bigger pipes out there in the countryside.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, we can always generate more data than what we consume, either from the computers themselves or just transferring the information around. So I think the next generation of precision ag tools is really going to focus around smart usage of data, not more creation of data.
Good way to put it, and I want to thank you very much, Chris, for visiting with me here. We're at Develop with Deere in Kansas City, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.